spirit within me. Oh, create in me a king. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, and renew a right spirit within me. Oh, cast me not away. Oh, cast me not away. Thy presence, O Lord, and take not Thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of Thy salvation, O Lord, and renew a right spirit within. Oh, create in me,
oh, create in me a Canaan,
oh, Lord, and renew a right spirit within me. Oh, create in me,
create
in me a Canaan. Presence, O Lord, and take not Thy Holy Spirit from me.
Take it now.
Restore unto me the joy of Thy salvation, and renew the right spirit within me. Oh, oh, Lord, cast me not away from Thy presence, O Lord, and take not Thy Holy Spirit from me.
Take it now.
Restore unto me the joy of Thy salvation, oh. And renew the right spirit within me. Oh, Lord, cast me not away from Thy presence, oh Lord, and take not Thy Holy Spirit from me.
Take it now.
Restore unto me the joy of Thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Oh, and renew. And renew a right spirit within me.
Oh, create in me. Renew a right spirit within me.
Oh, create in me.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Create in me a clean heart. Oh, God.
And renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from Thy presence, O Lord.
That's our prayer tonight,
and
Lord.
Taking not Thy Holy Spirit.
That's our prayer tonight, O God. The Lord you create a new spirit, Lord.
Restore
unto us the joy of salvation
the
tonight,
joy
Lord.
Of Thy salvation.
Oh, create a new spirit, Lord.
And renew a right
spirit. Oh, renew a right spirit, O God, within us this evening, Lord. Lord, we come to your presence.
Cast me not
away.
Cast the thoughts away, Lord.
Thy presence.
Oh, hallelujah.
And take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And renew a right spirit within me.
Oh, brethren, let's look at the song that we've just sang, that the Lord will create a new spirit in us, that he will restore joy and salvation, that he will bring a refreshing tonight upon us. Why this moment that you stand before him, and even with your heart bowed, why don't you say something to him by word of prayer? Just commit yourself to him tonight. The Lord, I commit myself to you tonight. Lord, I bring myself before you, God. Lord, create something refreshing tonight in me. Lord, let me see thy glory. Let me see your glory tonight, Lord. A refreshing tonight, Lord. Let something happen, oh God, to me tonight. Let it be like the dew. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Something in store for your children. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. We give you the glory. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Show us your glory, Lord, tonight. Let the dews of God fall upon us, Lord. Your blessings, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh, for the day, oh Lord, from morning to this hour. Father, we've seen your protection, oh God. We've seen your grace, your mercies, and above all, Lord, your loving kindness towards us. Father, we thank you, God, for our homes. We thank you for our schools. We thank you for our jobs, Lord. Father, tonight, Lord, we have abandoned everything. And we have come to your presence, Lord. And one thing is that, oh God, we know no one can approach you. No one can come unto you except you, the Father, you draw him, oh God. And Father, we know it is your purpose for us to be here. Father, tonight we surrender ourselves. Our thoughts, our mind, our hearts. Everything, Lord, we lay upon the altar. That tonight your word, which is life of God, will be made alive unto us. Father, even if anyone is sick amongst us, whether here or in the house, Father, we commit all of them into your hands. Father, if there be any vacuum today, Lord, in anyone, Father, we pray that your word of God will fill that vacuum, Lord. Oh, you are the one that can take the gloomy things and fill it with your glory. Lord, let that glory of God fill every vacuum of God. We thank you, we bless you, Lord. Even as, Lord, we turn to your word, oh God. We know that, Lord, we never came here because of man. But we believe that the Holy Spirit is already here. Let your word of God be blessed, Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with our thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated for a moment?
Thank God that we are back in His house. We have had a real good time this Easter. How many were blessed? It has been a wonderful meeting. And we've had some rest and we've come back again. Because in the house of God, there is no rest. As long as the battle is on, we need to continue also to fight. Praise the Lord. And meanwhile, the battle is not ours. He is the one that is leading. The five-star general. And he never failed in any battle. He has won every battle. From the foundation of the world. And he is here tonight. Praise God. Yes, we have been on the subject on the Church of Smyrna. And last week, we were on a very great subject, that's the synagogue of Satan. My brother, it is something that we need to take real good notice of that. Amen. The synagogue of Satan. Amen. And there are many things, you know, take notice of this, that there are many things that actually go in our lives every day. Many things happen in our lives. And the way how we handle them, sometimes those things that come, the way how we handle them consciously and some unconsciously. But meanwhile, the things that we that comes consciously to us, we may know that this is what? Something is right and something is not right. Amen. This is right, this is wrong. We are conscious of that. Amen. Amen. You come to a time or something happens and you are very conscious that this is right and this is wrong. But meanwhile, the way how we handle them, sometimes we overlook them and then ignore also them. We overlook them or we ignore them. We are very conscious that this thing is right for me to do, but we overlook it. We ignore it. Or this thing is wrong for me to do, and yet we overlook it and we ignore it. That's the consciousness I'm talking about. We are conscious of the situation, but yet the way how we handle it, sometimes or many times, it is not in the right way. Praise God. And then the things that happen unconsciously in our lives, it may happen that we don't know how to handle it. Praise God. We don't know how to handle it, and so we just go on like that. But meanwhile, anything that happens to your life, whether you are conscious of it, you know the right thing or the wrong thing, or you don't know anything about it, one thing to a true Christian is that the Holy Spirit will convict you. Amen. 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 If you are a true Christian, anything that comes your way, the way how you handle it, if you handle it right, the Holy Spirit will praise you for that. Amen. You will feel within you that you have what? Handled something good in the presence of God. And when you handle it wrong also, the Holy Spirit will convict you and tell you it is wrong. A true Christian, every true Christian. Amen. If you don't experience something like that, then my brother, then you don't have the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit always is there to guide and to protect and to show us the way, because he is the teacher. Amen. Amen. And so, whenever, my brother, that Holy Spirit speaks to you that, my brother, this is wrong, immediately put it right. Amen. When you are convicted, you know that the way I've handled this situation, it is wrong. My brother, put it right. Amen. Never ignore it. Never overlook it. Praise God. As it is written in Hebrews 3, 7 to 9, he said, wherefore, as the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost saith, see, it's the Holy Ghost that is telling you that today, if ye will hear his voice, you see, his voice telling you that, my brother, you are wrong here. My sister, you are wrong here. If the Holy Ghost, you see, the Holy Ghost that is telling you, saith, today, if ye hear his voice, harden not your heart. You see? As in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness, harden not your heart. He said, when your fathers tempted, you see, in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. You see? Because there were some people who are our example. When they were convicted in their lives, they ignored it. And they tempted God. They proved God. And God said, for 40 years they saw my works. Amen. God also proved to them that he is God. Amen. 40 years he made them to what? Go round and round and round. Whereas what? The promised land was just a stone throw to them. You see. And so when you look at verse 12, it says, for us, take heed, brethren. Let us take heed, brethren. Lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. You see. Take heed. It's serious. Take heed. It's a warning. Amen. And then verse 13 said, but exhort one another daily. Amen. Exhort one another daily. And this exhortation must be a good exhortation. Some exhortations are evil. Amen. But exhort, give your brother good exhortation. Amen. See? While it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. See? My brother, there's a scripture which in 1 Corinthians 15:33. It said, be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. Amen. See? Evil communication corrupts good manners. Amen. And we are still talking about this, the synagogue of Satan. That's not our topic tonight, but I'm just bringing these things for us to take notice of them. So my brother, he said, exhort one another daily. And our exhortation must be good exhortations. Because the moment the prophet said, synagogue means what? A gathering or an assembly. Praise the Lord. And so, he said, that gathering, it is not him. It is not from him. So, anytime we say, when two or three are gathered together, there, when two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is in their midst. Amen. So, it is also true that when two or three are gathered together, not in his name, there is Satan in their midst. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. If in the gathering, it is not in his name, then it is in the name of somebody else. Amen. That means what? That's what we call the synagogue of Satan. Amen. Gathering. The prophet said the gathering could be a good gathering. And it could be what? An evil gathering. But this particular issue is what? An evil gathering. The synagogue of Satan. So my brothers, anytime we meet, let us what? Exhort one another. Amen. provoke one another to love than to speak evil about a sister, to speak evil about a brother. You are what? You are creating that synagogue of Satan, because that conversation, Christ is not there. And if Christ is not there, then Satan is there. Praise the Lord. And we have nothing to do with thought. We have nothing to do with Satan. As true Christians, our life is what? It's lost in Christ Jesus. So let us just beware of this, that evil communication can corrupt what good manners. If I begin to give you evil exhortations, my brother, every word, there is a spirit behind it. Amen. And then that spirit begins to what? To mold you. And if it is something that is against a brother, you begin to hate that brother. You begin to look at that sister in another way. Because you have what? Tune your ears to listen. It corrupts your good manners towards that brother, towards that sister. Let's watch it. That's the work of synagogue of Satan. Any meeting, any gathering, any assembly that is not in his name, it is in somebody's name. It is in the name of Satan. And Satan is always there to do what? He's always there to destroy. And the prophet says something here. He said, true children of God do not persecute, but they are always persecuted. Amen. See? Amen. True children of God will never persecute anyone, but rather they will be always what? Persecuted. And so, my brother, he said, there's somewhere, something I think in the Beatitude, which talks about that. That whenever, listen, glad are you when you are being what? Persecuted. He said, for my name's sake, God bless you. As Matthew 5, verse 10. He said, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Amen. And so you see, the true child of God will never persecute. But rather they are being persecuted. And if you are being persecuted, the assurance you have today from the Lord, he said, what? For righteousness' sake, he said, the kingdom of God is yours. Amen. Amen. So now let's look at today. The same, we go to Revelation. Let's turn to the reading of his word, Revelation 2, 10 and 11. At the continuation of Smyrna. Let's turn to the reading of the word. Revelation 2, 10, 11. Let's hear the word of God. We have already done, I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. That's verse 9. We have finished with that. And then the synagogue of Satan. Now we come to verse 10, 11, and 12 to complete Smyrna tonight. Praise God. Let's hear the word of God. He said, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Amen. Dear Lord, this is your word of God. Amen. And Father, we ask once again the Holy Spirit this moment, to Lord, to take the word of God and give unto us. Amen. The life that is behind it to God. Let it be our portion tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 So tonight, our topic is Overcomer's Crown. The Overcomer's Crown. Amen. Overcomers have a crown. May we be seated? Amen. Amen. God bless you. Overcomers crown. As overcomers have a crown. We have the overcomers throne. We have the overcomers crown. And so now, we got to be overcomers. Hallelujah. Praise God. I think the last, our Easter meetings, Brother Billy, yeah, he took a text, and that very text was what I had also prepared for this very message. And I think his topic also was about overcoming. Amen. Amen. And so here we have overcomer's crown as the Church of Smyrna. Now let's look at the first thing. He said, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. When God tells you, fear not, my brother, my sister, oh, take courage. Amen. He has what? He has finished everything. When he said, fear not, like even the Spirit coming upon Moses, when the children of God were locked between what? Death. Red Sea before them. The enemy is pursuing them. Moses used that same word through the Spirit of God. Fear not. And see the salvation of God. So anytime there is fear not, my brother, there is victory. Victory is yours. It has already been what? Won. Fear not. Little flock. For it is the desire of your Father to give you the kingdom. Amen. And it will happen as long as fear not has come. It will never fail. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Said, fear none of those things. You see? These people, this very church of Smyrna, they were being persecuted. They were being persecuted. They were being killed. Yet, God said, you fear none of those things. Praise God. Fear none of those things which thou suffer. That indicates that we surely will go through suffering. Death, that shows that we will surely go through suffering. And the devil will cast some of us into what? Into prison. And we will be tried. And in our case, it wouldn't be a physical prison, but yet, my brother, you are free, and yet you see yourself in some kind of water prison. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That is the system. It's talking about what the system that we are living in. The system that we are living in, my sister. You are looking for documents. Because you haven't got documents. Your movement have been what? Restricted. Hallelujah. You see? You are not behind what? Prison bars. But now you see yourself that you cannot what? Move the way you want to move. Yes, true, you have no documents. And then something happens home. Which you need to go. But you can't go. See the system that we are in. Those times, it was physically putting them into prison. But in this our time, we are still being put into prison. But not behind what? Bars. But spiritual. Oh, praise the Lord. See? You have no documents, so you can't travel. When you go, you can't come back again. You can't come back again. And so something that has happened back home, which you surely need to go. You can't go. You are still here. And people will not understand. See? No jobs. So you find situation extremely difficult. But he said, fear none of these things. Amen. Fear none of these things. He said he will cast us into prison. That's the kind of prison that we find ourselves. The system that we are living in now. See? But my brother, this is where the trial comes. He said, you'll be tried. Listen carefully there. He said, you will be tried. The devil will put you into what? Into prison. And you will be tried. That is where the trial comes. What are you going to do? Now it comes to a point, then you begin to find a solution yourself. Because of what? The situation. You begin to find what? A solution in yourself. And that solution may be what? Against the Lord. See? Let me say this thing, brother. It happens. If we have gone through it before, we have now realized that it is wrong and we will never go through it again. I quite remember when I arrived in Europe, my brother-in-law had wanted to buy me what? A document with somebody's name. And how can my name, I change my name to Mohammed something something. Oh, not possible, my brother. Oh, praise the Lord. Huh? You see, these are the situation you find yourself. And then you begin to change your name. Oh no, my brother, see? The trial, now the trial begins to come here. Because you need a document. Amen. And so now, you begin to take somebody's name. Oh, my brother, my sister. I quite remember when I was teaching in Nigeria. The Ghanaians, that time, Nigeria, their Naira was very, very powerful. So many people were going to Nigeria. And these Ghanaians, when they come, they don't have documents, and so they had to change their names. See? And when there is payday, they will call somebody, Adewale Olusumka, then he will be standing there. Then somebody say, hey, Adewale, yes, you see? My brother, that's the situation. The devil casts you into prison and you will be tried. That's why the trial comes. But my brother, my sister, you got to stand firm. Because there is what? Fear none of those things. And he is there to what? To take control. He has already taken control. And so that's where the text that Brother Billy used, I brought it here. He said, these things I have spoken, as John 16:33. He said, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me, you see, in me, ye might have peace. Praise the Lord. So if you take Christ, there is always peace for you. Because I told my brother-in-law, said, no, it can't be possible. Everybody, they were doing it. So he couldn't understand why. Everybody was saying, why? I said, no. And then I said, maybe because he's a Osofo. When we say Osofo, that's because he's a pastor. That's why he doesn't want, but all pastors are doing it. I said, well, if all pastors are doing it, I can do it. Because in the last, in the later times, when my family had to come, do you know what happened? The Italian government sent a letter to the children, their school, to find out whether on their school documents, my name is there. Because I maintained my name. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so now, here in Italy, I'm called Muhammad. Now, they go there and my name is Maxwell over there. The family wouldn't have come. Amen. Many of them, till today, they couldn't bring their families because of those things. Italians are really very, very strict on that. Even one letter missing is a problem. Praise the Lord. Amen. See, these are the trials we go through. We are not in what? Behind physical prison. But we see ourselves so much tight is the what? Is the devil that have created that situation, puts you into what? That kind of prison. But said, that is where the trial comes. But he said, fear none of those things. Amen. he has what? Already overcome. He said, in me ye might what? Have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulations. Yes. As long as we are in here, my brother, tribulations, we can never bypass it. We will go through them. Hallelujah. But what does he say? He said, but be of good cheer.
Amen.
Amen. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. He has overcome for you, my sister. He has overcome for you, my brother. So fear none of those things. When the trial comes, stand with him. And you will receive what? The victory that he has won for you. It is only when we try to do it our own way, then it will never be possible. Praise God. Take notice of that. Fear none of those things. Any trial, tribulation that you are going through, my brother, my sister, fear none of them. No job. No document. All this here, everything is pulling you here and there. Fear none of all those things. He has already overcome for you. Be of good cheer. Praise the Lord. He has overcome. And when you are in him, there is always what, that kind of peace.
Amen.
Praise God. Let's continue. He said, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. And the prophet said, these very 10 days, it was all about the church in Smyrna. The church in Smyrna went through a tribulation. He said the 10 days was what? Actually, 10 years of tribulation that church went through. That was from the year 302 to the year 312. Praise God. He said, there came one of the cruelest of all emperors by name Diocletian. This Diocletian just managed to what? Put a real tribulation upon the church at that time. The prophet said he launched a terror campaign against the saints of God, and except for the mercy of God, would have wiped out all believers. He said it was the bloodiest in history, and it lasted for 10 years. These people were tortured. Let's look at Hebrews. Let's see the kind of torture they went through. Let's look at Hebrews. Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11, let me just read something from verse. Let's read something from verse 35. He said, during that time, let's see, you see the work of God. He said, women received their dead raised to life again. You see? But at the same time, they were going through tribulation. He said, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Praise the Lord. They went through torture so that they would what, receive a better resurrection. That is the very thing we are reading here. That he said he will give you what? A crown of life.
Amen.
And that crown of life is what? That you will what? You will never go through what? The second death.
Amen.
Amen. Second death will not have any power over you. We are coming on that. But we are talking about how the church of Smyrna, they went through real tribulation. Let's read 36. And the others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. See, the world doesn't consider them for anything. They wandered in the deserts, in the mountains, in dens, in caves, and of the earth. The caves of the earth. And this all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. Look at all this. God having provided some better things for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. But that there is a big responsibility upon you and me. All these great apostles, prophets, and all of them that are dead in Christ, my brother, they are all waiting on us. That's why the prophet said, of all the ages, he would have actually liked to be when Christ was walking on earth here. But the greatest of all the ages and time is his second coming, which we are in now. Oh, my brother, it's a great responsibility upon us. That our life, see, like we are running a relay race. See, the first one goes and brings the baton to the second runner. Then he goes and brings the baton to the third. Then the third goes and brings towards the final. And most of the time, relays, the one who can run fastest is the one who runs last. See, and so that if there is even any handicap, he can overcome that handicap and still win the race. Oh, praise the Lord. So no matter what handicaps that are before us, my brother, we are capable.
Amen.
You are capable. That's why you have been chosen to run the last lap.
Amen.
And press the tape. Amen. Then all, see what happens. When a race is won, then all the supporters,
amen,
they all rejoice.
Amen.
They will come rejoicing. Oh, praise the Lord. That's why he said, they are waiting on us.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
And so, my brother, the thing is, Christ himself suffered.
Amen.
And so, surely, we will also go through that same suffering. But it is good for you. It is good for me. If we don't go through suffering, my brother, look at people that don't go through suffering. Who they were born with what? Spoon of honey. Soaking it down. See? With spoon in their mouths. The people, I'm sorry to say this, people that have been born in rich homes. See? Look at the way how they are. Everything just looks so soft for them. You can never ask that person, Sunday, let's go to church. No, it will be very hard for him. What is church? He doesn't even know who Christ is. He doesn't have what we call faith.
Amen.
Amen. Because faith is what? It's a substance of things hoped for.
Amen.
The evidence of things not seen.
Amen.
But he has been seeing all these things. It's around him. The money is there. The car is there. The house is there. Everything around him. Then we'll talk about faith. What faith? Faith for what? Amen.
Amen.
But you that don't have, oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
There is faith in you.
Amen.
And that faith brings that thing to life.
Amen.
That's what we are made of.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. It takes what? The weak things to confound the things that are mighty.
Amen.
That's the way how we are, my brother. And so suffering is good for us. When you go through it, it gives you an experience.
Amen.
It gives you what? Patience.
Amen.
to still wait on him. Because you know that one of these days, he is coming to what? To fulfill his word. That blessed that day, that word always will believe in his name. And then the covenant that is for you also. That all things are possible to them that believe. If only you know that, that you have a covenant. That all things are possible to them that believe. And so Christ went through this suffering also. Just imagine, they put what? We are talking about a crown tonight. What kind of crown they put on him on earth here? Crown of thorns. A crown, a cruel crown of thorns. Pressed down. And it's what? Cut the head. And blood was oozing through him. Look at the crown we gave to him on earth here. But he endured the pain. So that we will receive the crown of righteousness. See? He took the wicked crown of thorns to suffer so that you and I will receive the crown of righteousness. Oh, my brother. And we also need to do what? As the scripture says, Jesus, that he might sanctify us with his own blood. He did what? He suffered without the gate. And so the scripture says, let us now go forth also beyond the camp and bear his reproach. See? He went, he said, he suffered without the gates. So now let us also go beyond the camp. Let us leave our lukewarmness. Let's leave our unbelief. Let's leave all those things behind. They are camps that are not right for us. Let's go. And also, without the camp, our own camps are no camps, my brother. Your own camp. Get out from your own camp. Get out from your own self. Get out from your own understanding. And go and take what? The cross. And follow him. Amen. Amen. And so he said, the prophet said, unless we suffer with him, we cannot reign with him. Amen. You have to suffer to reign. Amen. The reason for this is that character simply is never made without suffering. Amen. Character is made without what? Suffering. You cannot make what? Character without what? Suffering. Amen. True character comes out of what? Suffering. Amen. Amen. Do you believe that?
Amen.
That true character comes out of what? Suffering.
Amen.
And so he said, character is what? It's a victory,
Amen.
Not a gift. Character is what? A victory, not a gift.
Amen.
Having gone through that suffering, and you have been able to overcome all the trials and the temptations, my brother, it begins to build a character.
Amen.
So that character that you attained is what? It's a victory.
Amen.
It is not a gift.
Amen.
It's not something that you can buy.
Amen.
Character, you cannot buy it. It's not being sold in a Tesco. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Tara believes that. That you can't buy character at Tesco.
Amen.
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 And any place. Character is through suffering.
Amen.
Believing in God.
Amen.
Going through trials. And overcoming all of them. Then comes out what? A true character.
Amen.
Amen. Not a character that you go to school and try to teach you. No. This character from God.
Hallelujah.
He said, a man without character can never reign.
Amen.
See? A man without character can never reign. Because power apart from character
Amen.
Is satanic. God
Amen.
Bless you, my brother.
Amen.
If you are a ruler, you don't have character. My brother. Yes. See? He said, but power with character It fits to rule. Amen. And so we are what? We are rulers. We have been made what? Rulers. To reign with Jesus Christ. He said we have been what? Quickened together with Christ Jesus to sit in the heavenly places. We are what? Heir together with him. Amen. So we are rulers. We are kings. We are priests. That's what he has made us. So my brother, be thou faithful unto death.
Hallelujah.
And I will give you thee a crown of life.
Amen.
See? Be faithful unto death. Let's go to the scripture. The people who were faithful even to death. Let's look at what Daniel.
Amen.
Let's look at the three Hebrew children.
Amen.
Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. See? Look at what? The trial that they went through. That if you don't bow to Baal or whatever it is, then you have to go into what? The fiery furnace. See? They said, we will not bow. We will rather what? Die.
Amen.
That is the trial. See, when you are put into that kind of a prison, my brother, never give in to the demands of what the world is trying to tell you as a Christian.
Amen.
We obey the laws of the land. Everything, that's what the scripture tells us, to obey the laws. But when it comes that one Sunday I come and there are what, security people or authorities standing at the door here, we are not going to allow you to enter to worship. My brother, we will stand at the street and begin to worship.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir.
Amen. That's true.
That one, you cannot take it away from me.
Amen.
For that one, I will not bow.
Amen.
But when I'm driving, and you say, I see red light, I should stop, I will stop.
Amen.
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 Your laws, I will obey everything. But when you want to take this way, this thing, away from me, that is when, my brother, we got to what? Show who we are.
Amen.
That it's not possible to take it. Because this is my life. Amen. You want to take my life? It's not possible.
Amen.
So he said, be faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. I'm looking for that crown of life, my brother. So I'm not going to give in. Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, they said, we will never bow. We would rather go into the fire. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
They told Daniel never pray. No, you should not pray. Daniel will open his window where everybody will see him.
Amen.
He will bend down his face towards what? Jerusalem. And be what? Be praying. They reported him. They put him in what? In the lion's den. Oh, God closed all the mouths of the lion. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
If we are ready to face it, he will come and take over.
Amen.
He said, he has overcome the world.
Amen.
Be of good cheer. I have overcome. Be not afraid. Fear ye none of those things. These things I'm telling you because I want what? I want you to receive what? Peace.
Amen.
That's what the scripture is saying. That they looked at the promise. You see, Shadrach, Daniel, Shadrach, Abednego, and all of them. That they looked at the promise. They seek for a better resurrection.
Amen.
See? He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. My brother, that's what the Bible is saying. Second death. Do you know second death? I believe all of you know the second death he's talking about here. That means, my brother, you must what? You must go.
Amen.
When the rapture comes, be sure that you are part of the rapture.
Amen.
Amen. Or maybe I die tomorrow. But if I die in Christ,
Amen.
There is an assurance.
Amen.
Even I will wake up first before you go.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's what the Bible says.
Amen.
I will wake up first.
Amen.
So even if I die in Christ, the day he comes, the Bible says, the dead in Christ shall wake up first.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And I will see Brother George.
Amen.
Before you, God, you change.
Amen.
Amen. And we all change and put on what? All this mortality will what? Will put on immortality.
Amen.
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 You see? That is what? That is where, if you go through that, the second death has no power over you.
Amen.
Second death has no power over you. Because second death is coming. Amen. And out of this second death, when it comes, he said, all will be what? Will be raised. That's to the judgment throne. But you are, or you are already alive.
Amen.
You went into the what? Into the rapture. You are still alive. But when the world comes, what? That destruction that will come, the final destruction of this earth, when it comes, it will not affect you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You are already gone. And so when you are gone, destruction is going to happen on earth here. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And my brother, it is there that the whole after that, then we will come here to what? Then those who went to rapture will come on earth here and spend 1,000 years.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We'll come and rule here for 1,000 years.
Amen.
And then after the 1,000 years, now Satan will be what? Will be losing for a while. And then he will gather his whole army to fight what? The children of God.
Amen.
That is where the angels will come and fight.
Amen.
And what? Destroy all the work of what? Satan.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Many will die as the second death. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And then when it comes to what? God is going to raise everybody to what?
Amen.
The judgment day.
Amen.
You are not part of that.
Amen.
Amen. You will not be judged. You are going to judge the people.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So you are free. But those who went into the second death, when they are raised, it is two things. Either you go back and that is the end. It is there that he said what? He will separate what? The sheep from what? The goats.
Amen.
That is why he will say, you come here. When I was sick, you fed me. When you visited me. When I was, you know that thing already. Then you ask, but Lord, when did I do that? I quite remember back in Ghana when I was preaching on this issue. There is one brother in the church. My wife knows him very well. He was a very good philanthropist. That's what I would say it. He likes, he will help everybody. He can give freely because he had the money. Can give freely, but he wasn't really. He has not given his whole self towards to Christ. See, money is devil, is it? Though he was giving freely toward to among the brethren, but his life was not totally complete. So when I was preaching on this, and I said, I came to this point, that there will be some people that God will call them and say, because you did this for that, you did for this, my children. Then I saw his face brighten. He was smiling. I said, then I have a chance there. I think, you see, the Holy Spirit told me that that is what he was thinking of, that then I have a chance. Because he wasn't, he was still, even there was times that he was falling into fornication and all sorts of things. You see, doing things secretly. But he can give freely. So when he heard that a time will come when the judgment day, God will say there are some people separating. And when the separation comes, say, oh, you stand here because you did this, that for my children. So you come in here. His face brightened. I saw it. And there was a little smile. So, oh. So after service, I called him. Say, come here. And so that's why you put your banker, eh? That you think. I said, but how were you able to do? I said, yes, I saw it in your face. Amen. I said, look, my brother, it better right now.
Amen.
Right now.
Amen.
Stop all that you've been doing in secret.
Amen.
God is saying it because it's going to count against you.
Amen.
No matter what you are doing, it's good, but my brother, your life is more important.
Amen.
So you better, what? Turn a new life.
Amen.
And make sure that when he comes, the rapture, you go through it.
Amen.
Never look for that time. That's all, for sure, what I'm doing here, God is marking them for me. So for that reason, I'm going to be what? Never put your faith in that.
Amen.
Amen.
So
my brother, let us what? He said, the crown that we are going to receive. He said, if we are able to overcome, he said, the second death will not be hurt by the second death.
Amen.
That means, my brother, we'll go into the rapture.
Amen.
That is where that's every true Christian, that must be your goal.
Amen.
To go into the rapture.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And that is what the promise God has given to you, has given to me, that if we are able to overcome, if all these trials, tribulations that we are going through, if we are able to overcome,
Amen.
Our promise, the crown he's going to give to us, is what? Is that we will not be what? Hurt by the second death. That means rapture is ours. Praise God.
Amen.
Now the prophet said here, now, this special condition in Smyrna must be applied to every age. The condition that was happening in Smyrna must be what? Applied to every age. There is no age free from it. So our age is not free from it. He said, there is no true believer free from it. No true believer is what? Free from it. We will go through the tribulation.
Amen.
But he said, fear none of these things.
Amen.
I have already overcome. Be of good cheer.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord, he said, I know. I know your tribulations.
Amen.
I know your poverty.
Amen.
But thou art rich. Let us hold on to that. My brother, tonight, we just come to examine ourselves by the word to see where we have reached, where we are going. If we are treading on the wrong path, we move away quickly.
Amen.
And stay in line. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's the most reason we come here for our prayer meetings.
Amen.
To what? To bring the word of God. And then examine ourselves.
Amen.
If we are on the right path.
Amen.
And then when we are in the right path, as he has promised, he said, I have overcome the world.
Amen.
So tonight, all your tribulations, all what has been a trial for you, but because of Christ, you have not given in. Tonight, he has assured you that he has overcome.
Amen.
If you only accept it, that he has overcome for you.
Amen.
That, Lord, I'm ready to receive it.
Amen.
I'm ready to receive it. I am ready to receive it.
Amen.
Tonight, all what has created a limitation in your life. It's limited. You cannot receive it. You have prayed and prayed and prayed. Yes, he has seen it. He has seen all what you have done in your life. Your faithfulness. Always waiting on him, believing that all things are possible.
Amen.
Tonight, say, Lord, I believe.
Amen.
I believe tonight.
Amen.
Is it document? Is it job? Myself standing here, I'm part of it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm really part of it.
Amen.
You see? But he said he has overcome for us.
Amen.
And so we say, Lord, we believe that you have overcome.
Amen.
And we believe that we have received it tonight.
Amen.
We believe that it will be made possible for us.
Amen.
That is why we're here tonight, my
Amen.
Brother. But meanwhile, the most important thing is that, my brother, anytime you are praying to the Lord, if you see when the word comes and you see that there is something that has fallen short, don't go straight and begin to ask the Lord. Put it right before him first. Say, Lord, here, I heard your word, and it tells me that I'm wrong here. Forgive me. Ask for forgiveness first. That the Lord forgives you. You clear the hindrance. You clear the obstacles before he can speak life. Just as he went to Lazarus' funeral, he said, move away the stone. Move away the stone.
Amen.
And then they moved it away. He spoke what? Lazarus, come forth.
Amen.
And life was restored.
Amen.
So when you hear the word comes for you to examine yourself. Before you put your request before him. If there is something that is not right, my brother, first lay it before him.
Amen.
Ask him for forgiveness.
Amen.
He will forgive you.
Amen.
As long as you are sincere,
Amen.
As long as you confess to him,
Amen.
It is his word. He what? He will forgive.
Amen.
Musicians, will you come? So tonight, look at it closely. Where you need that forgiveness. You need to ask for forgiveness. Ask for that forgiveness.
Amen.
The Lord, I've failed here.
Amen.
Forgive me.
Amen.
The Lord is not, you see, he's not here to judge. No.
Amen.
But he's here to bring his word to what? To encourage us.
Amen.
He's not here to condemn. But he's here to what? To let you know the truth.
Amen.
So that you live by the truth.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But his word will come either by correction, by rebuke. Accept them and say amen. And put everything right.
Search me, O Lord, and know my heart to try me, O Savior, though my toes I pray, see the beam,
oh yes,
some wicked way. Bed with shame.
and make it holy down. Fill my poor heart with thy grace, divine. Take all my will, my passion, self and pride. Oh, I not surrender, Lord, in me. Abba. Oh, comes from thee, send a revival, start the work in me, thy word declare.
For me, oh Holy Ghost, revival comes from thee. Send a revival, start the work in me. Thy word declares, thou will supply our need. Thy word declares, Lord, tonight that thou will supply our need. For blessing now, oh Lord, we humbly plead. Thy word declares, Lord, tonight that thou will supply our needs. Lord, tonight we stand before you because we know that we are children. Children always need something from their father. Lord, as we've come, Lord, we place our needs before you.
Hallelujah.
You said, Lord, if we will believe, all things are possible.
Amen.
Father, tonight we believe from our hearts. And so, Lord, let that send that revival.
Hallelujah.
Let something start working in us. Let us see, Lord Jesus, that your word, we know that it is always true.
Amen.
Father, tonight we want to be the ones that will experience it. We want it, Lord Jesus. Because you said by our fruits, Lord, we glorify you. And when we pray, Lord, and we receive from you, oh Lord, we come back to give the glory to you. Those are, Lord Jesus, all the fruits that, Lord, we bring. For everyone to see how great you are, Lord. That you are a living God. So, Lord Jesus, tonight, you know individually our hearts, our demands or our requests, our needs, Lord. Many has taken long. Many has taken years. But Lord, we know that, oh God, one day, Lord, it is ours and we are going to receive it. And even tonight, we believe that we have received it to God. Abraham waited. He received it.
Amen.
Father, tonight, we believe that to God. Our own, being the same God of Abraham,
Amen.
The God of Isaac, the God of Jacob.
Amen.
Lord, tonight, we believe the Lord, Amen. We will meet our requests. We believe that the needs, our requests that, Father, we will lay before you tonight, Father, it will never return to us void.
Amen.
We believe the Lord, we will receive them. Because we are acting by faith.
Amen.
And faith always brings things to life.
Amen.
So my brother, my sister, tonight, just speak to him. Lay your knees before him. Bring your request before him. He says, his word has declared that he will supply our needs. He has assured us that we should take cheer. We shouldn't be dismayed. He said he will supply. He has already overcome. And so ours is to receive tonight. So my brother, open your heart. Raise up your heart before him. Tell him that, Lord, here I am. Tonight, let the dews fall. Let the windows of heaven be opened, O God. And let your blessings fall now. Your word declares it. That all things are possible to them that believe. And Lord, we believe tonight. My brother, pray. My sister, just pray. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Lord, we are doing these things because your word tells us so. Lord, you said we should pray. Whatever we need, let us put them into prayer. And that, Lord, you supply those needs. Father, tonight we believe. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We use our brother as a point of contact to God against any sickness or disease that is in this house. That, Lord, that day it is written that when it was evening time, they brought all manner of diseases and sicknesses. As many that even were possessed, they brought all of them to you. And you healed them all. You are that same God tonight. You are that same healer tonight. And Father, we will never accept, Lord, what the medicals want to do. Never let them touch that boy. Father, heal him. Restore him. Let him be a living testimony to the glory of your name. We know that, oh God, many of these things happen for a purpose. That the work of God will be made manifest. That it will be established, because everyone knows. Everyone knew that Hannah was barren. Everyone knew that Rebecca was barren. Everyone knew that Sarah was barren. You allowed all these things for a purpose. That your name be glorified. That the things that the world will say is impossible, it is possible in your name. What medical says is impossible, faith says is possible. And by faith, Lord, we claim it. Every request tonight, Lord, by faith, we claim them. Every need that, Lord, has been placed before you tonight, Lord, by faith, we claim them. That it is established. It is finished. Lord, the cry of your children tonight, we believe it will never return to them void. It will establish. It will accomplish. It will fulfill. Your name will be glorified in it. And we will come back with testimony. We believe it in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for the visitor in our midst, Lord. Bless her, Lord Jesus. Bless her, O God. We believe that, Lord, tonight, as she goes, Lord, your spirit will continue to touch her. In the name of Jesus Christ. Give us one song, and we ask.
Strength would bleed and strong, pull and sound as prayed up now, and in their pain began to sing. Their chains were loose.
My brother, as you are singing this song,
I bless your name.
Look at the words.
I bless
and let them
name.
Be yours. Take them.
I give you honor. I give you praise.
They pray.
You are the light.
And all their chains.
The truth, the way.
That they were broken. And they were set free. Tonight, the chains of the enemy is broken.
Some midnight hour.
Take it, take it, take it.
If you should find you're in a prison.
The prison in your mind.
Down in your mind. Reach out.
Reach out.
And pray.
Defy
those chains.
Tell the devil, tell the enemy that you defy every works of Satan.
I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way.
The truth and the way.
I bless your name. I bless your name. So if you find that in
take them.
Your life, you're in
if
the
you
midst.
Of
time so high.
Let your faith work now. Let your faith work now.
Reach out by faith.
Let your faith work.
To heights unknown.
To heights unknown.
You will find. You're not alone.
We bless your name.
I bless your name. I give you honor, I give you praise, you are the light, the
bless your name tonight, Lord. We thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you, Father, for the assurance of the resurrection. Father, for we know, Lord, that, Father, that second death, Lord, would never come near unto us, Lord.
Amen.
We believe in you, O God. We have tested you, Lord, and we have seen, Lord, that you are good. Father, you work all things good unto us, O God. Even though when we are going through trials, we may not know why. But Father, O God, we understand by your scriptures that, Lord, by the things that you suffered, you learn obedience, Lord. And Father, as your children, Lord, there's a part of suffering that is left unto us, Lord. Father, and we pray tonight, Lord, that you'd grant us grace, Lord, to go through all these sufferings with patience, Lord, knowing that the trial of our faith is more precious than gold itself. Lord, we pray, Father, that we should never run away, Lord, from the things that try our patience, but that you'd grant us grace, Lord, to go through them, Father. I pray, Lord, for every brother that's here, Lord. Father, for every sister, for every child, whatever situation that they may be in their life, you are the God over every situation. Whatever sickness that may be afflicting your people, Father, you are God over every sickness. You are still healing tonight, Lord. Father, you are still providing houses for those that have not a house. Lord, you are still providing jobs tonight for them that have no jobs. You still provide children to them that have no children. And we pray, Father, Lord, that you would give the desires of our hearts. Lord, for your word says, Lord, that you are more than willing to grant us the desires of our hearts, Lord, that our joys may be fulfilled. We pray, Father, tonight, Lord, that you would grant it, Lord, that we would leave this place with joy in our hearts, Lord, with thanksgiving, Lord, that when we would meet on Saturday, Father, we would be careful to come back and give a testimony. We would be careful to come back, Lord, and glorify your name, Lord. We are thankful, Lord, for we are a privileged people. Father, many people, Lord, are looking for this simple truth that gives life, Lord, and they are paying so much millions of monies, Lord, to hear these words, but you have given it to us, Lord, without price and without any money. Father, we are thankful. We don't take it for granted, Lord. May you continue revealing thy word unto us, Lord, and may it continue to take root in our lives, that it may become our life itself, Lord. Father, oh God, we thank you. May you bless your people as we go home. We pray for our brother Maxwell, Lord. Strengthen him and bless him. Lord, we pray for our brother Andrew. We commit him to you, Lord, and his family, that you would watch over them, Lord, and keep them safe, Lord. Father, I would pray for every brother, every sister not here, Lord, remembering our sister Shida that was sick on the weekend. May you strengthen her, Lord, that we will be together with her on the Saturday, Lord. Please, Father, watch over us now as we go home. Strengthen us, Lord, for the remainder of this weekend. Lord, help us to continue meditating upon thy word, Lord, until we meet again. Father, we thank you. We love you, Lord, and we glorify thy name. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen.
Shall never any moment I'll be gone, for I have made my consecration, and I have my word and garment on. This soul can never I'll be gone, for I have made my conscience.